drive you guys had at the end of the game against Seattle, holding the ball for the final 6 minutes. That could be demoralizing to a defense. Do you notice that on the field?
I mean, yeah, anytime you got a chance to seal the game, you know how many timeouts they have, how many first downs we need to get, and you get in that situation. 4 minutes, a tough situation for any team. So be able to move the ball, get some first downs, and hold on to the ball. And it's always big to be able to close a game out with 4 to 5 minutes left, because that's huge on the offense. And you want to run as much time off the clock as you can before you get the ball back as well. So it's just part of strategy. And that's one of the ways you can win. The object of football is to keep the ball out the other team's hand as long as you can and score points.
Especially a prolific offense like Atlanta's, right? A part of the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do defense, so I have no idea.
You do if you hold on to the ball, right?
Yeah. So I'm not defense is above my head. I don't tackle, so I just try to just go out there and play.
What do you think you need to do to win?
Play good football.
What's it like going into the enemy, to be the enemy, going into a big game like this to try to silence the crowd, talking to Kenny's, like, one of the best things is when you're getting booed and running in there?
I feel like that's every single week. So, I mean, every game is big. The most important game is the game that's this week. So every single game matters. But right now, it's just focused on this one. So no matter where you are, where you at, home, away, it's just concrete, grass, turf, you know, on top of water. It's all the same. You just got to go out there and compete.
As an offense, what are you guys looking to do to start clicking early in that first quarter to get things going in this in game two of the season?
So, I mean, it's above my pay grade, too. I just kind of go out there and just do what they ask me to do. I have no idea. You got to talk to Mike about that, how he wants to call the game. I'm just doing as I'm told.
what is the success you had against them in the Super Bowl do for you in this game? Because now you're on a different team and a different offense. But what does that do for you?
Nothing. I mean, it has nothing to do with this year. This was last year. Everything that happened last year doesn't matter, whether it's the NFC Championship game, the Super Bowl game we played in, none of that matters. It's a totally different Falcons team from last year. It's a totally different Packers team from last year. A bunch of different guys, a lot of changes. Guys got better this offseason. Every team got better. So it's going to be a totally different game this year than it was last year.
You want to go one game at a time, but starting against Seattle, getting a win, and then going to Atlanta, two teams that I think a lot of people think will be ended at the end, can that be a momentum builder to start a season?
I think any win is a moment. No matter who you win against, it's wins, you know. Wins matter. So it's just like some days I come to work and every single light is green. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are wins for me. Like, that matters. And then some days I come to work and more lights are red than usual, and I just be like, damn, God, what's going on today? So, you know, you just try to stack them up. You know, if you just keep going. You don't want to have to stop at any red lights or anything like that. So each one, you know, it's a little momentum. Every time you got to stop and get going again, stop and get going again, it's just, you know, the ride get a little jerky. You want to ride on, like, you don't want a bumpy surface. You want to be like you're cruising on glass.
These parts of ice.
You're cruising on ice, it get a little dangerous, you know, get a little too smooth out there, then you could crash. So you got to make sure you're driving at the right speed and the right pace. The season doesn't start till November. Right now, I think we're still trying to figure out who we are as a team, what our identity is going to be, what we represent. We don't know that yet. We don't know who the 2017 Packers are. I think earlier in the season, we're going to find out who our guys are to make plays in tough situations and things like that. So I think it's still a journey to figure out who we are as a team.